word of mouth, by hearing, not by having been written.
Have you ever heard the term ballad used for a hymn?
No, I don't think so.
All right. If you're going to church and you get a flat tire and you have to fix it, a lot of flat tires, you might say, church will be over.
Before we get there.
Okay. And the a proprietor of hell is?
Satan.
Any other terms for?
Saint Nick, Lucifer.
One beginning with D.
The devil.
Yeah.
Devil, do you see?
All right. And any other jocular term?
I can't think of
it. If there's a house in the neighborhood the children are afraid to go into, you might call that a
house.
And what's supposed to be in there?
Oh, spooks and ghosts and something will get them.
You say, I think I'm going to put on a sweater because it's a little
chilly.
All right. And you say, I'll do that if you insist, but
I'd really rather not.
And if someone comes in that you haven't seen for a long time, you might say, glad to see you. You might say, I'm
delighted to see you.
Yeah. So if you're going to use delighted or glad, what word?
I'm so glad to see you.
That's okay. And once again, we're back to write smart. If you talk about someone owning a large amount of land, now you might say, we talked about right smart as probably being appropriate there, but you said that you only use that facetiously. What would you probably say? He owns
a large tract of land, yeah. Or he owns half of Blount County, or
right,
something,
yeah,
like that.
Or would you ever use a good deal?
No.
If there's a slight difference between two things, you might say, well, they're not, they seem about the same, but this one is
just a little better than that one.
Okay. If you're, someone asks you if you're able to do something, you say, why, I can, I?
I certainly can.
All right. And someone, you want to use something to modify, he dreaded the place, to indicate forcefully. He what dreaded the place?
He really dreaded that place.
Yeah. And if it's, someone says, is it very cold today? Oh, you say, oh, yes, it's.
I would say it is just, you know, real cold.
Yeah.
When we had ASTP students here during World War II, they'd say it's colder than hell, and I thought that was the funniest thing I'd ever heard.
Where's ASTP?
Army Student Pilot Training.
Oh, I see.
And they had them in colleges to finish their college education.
Yeah. And would you use real in the sense it was good, too?
Yes, that's real good.
Yeah. And have you ever heard the expression, those are speaking of indicating that something is of high quality, saying, for instance, those are real dogs, or?
That's real class.
Yeah.
Something like that, perhaps.
But not with a specific thing. It's like, all right.
Mm-hmm. That's the real thing.
Yeah. Okay. Now, some expressions of that you might use. Let's say you hit your thumb with a hammer. What might you say?
I say, ah.
Yeah. Okay.
Hit my thumb with a hammer.
All right. But a kind of the most. A specific word that you might use there.
Oh, darn. So.
Yeah. Okay. And is that about the most severe that you use?
Yes.
All right. And then do you ever use the expression shucks or land sakes? Either of those?
No, I for goodness sakes. Now, I've heard those.
Yeah. And if somebody did something that was really weird, you know, and you might say, why the...
Why in the world did he do that?
Yeah. Did you ever use the expression, the idea?